slight chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny and 65 degrees. Weather is a presentation of Pacific Air Comfort. They're your local carrier dealer, so contact the professionals at Pacific Air Comfort for those energy-efficient systems that help reduce utility bills without sacrificing your comfort. Call Pacific Air Comfort today, 672-9510. 52 degrees now. KQEN News Time is 8:33.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Wendy King is the Executive Director of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's springtime. That means a lot of things, even during this COVID-19 situation. But as usual, it means you have a lot of kittens at Saving Grace. Tell us about it.
We do have a lot of kittens coming in. Kittens wait for no pandemic, and springtime does mean kittens. They have been coming in, and we are getting them into foster care as quickly as we can. These little babies are coming in anything from missing their mama to just needing a little bit of socialization.
And, of course, when you say kittens are coming in, how many are we talking about?
Well, so far we've had over 100 kittens coming in so far this spring, and by the end of June, we're expecting those numbers to be up to 500.
Wow, that is a lot of kittens to help out.
A lot of kittens.
Now, generally, in years past, you guys have done a spring kitten shower to raise supplies, money, and volunteers. How are you dealing with that this year?
Well, we certainly don't want to be pushing people to go out and violate anything that would be unsafe or unhealthy for our community. If you're out and about, there are supplies that we could use. But frankly, we're encouraging people to do their shopping online and send us things off of our Amazon wish list so they can be delivered directly to us.
Now, does that come by taking a look at the Saving Grace website? Where do people access that?
There is a link on the Saving Grace website. Also, if you go to Amazon, you can search for a charity list and pull up Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. We've got a kitten wish list as well as just our regular shelter wish list.
As you get all these kittens coming in, you talked about needing foster folks. Explain how that works.
You bet. We also have a link on our website for signing up if people are interested in doing foster care. And what a great thing to do while kids are at home and can help out taking care of a litter of kittens or just one or two kittens. It's a great way for families to spend time together. But everything from bottle babies that needs to be fed every couple of hours around the clock. That's a tough one when you got to get up and go to work in the morning, I'll admit that. But for people who are stuck at home or who are working from home and can handle that, we need help with bottle baby fosters. Also, there are some kittens that come in when they're around 6 weeks of age and they start wandering out into where humans can find them. But at that age, if they haven't been raised with humans, they need to be socialized so they can grow up and be pet kitties that can be adopted as opposed to feral cats that want nothing to do with you except a meal.
So if somebody wants to get involved in fostering, what kind of things do you do to make sure they're the right person for that kind of role?
Well, we're going to start with asking you what you're interested in doing. You know, we're not going to want to shove something on you that you're not ready for. And so we're going to ask you what your interests are, what you're willing to do. And then there is training that we're going to provide. And, of course, we're available if you've got any questions in how things are going. We're going to want to be there to support you so you can do a good job of taking care of those little ones.
And obviously, as the kittens get older at some point, they need to be adopted.
Exactly. We've had a few that have come in and have gotten to be old enough to be spayed and neutered and adopted out. Not very many so far. But when those babies hit the adoption floor, we are definitely going to be looking for adopters. So keep an eye on our website for adoptable kittens.
And as well, making financial donations to Saving Grace might be, maybe for some folks, the simplest way they could help right now.
That is definitely needed. Every one of those kittens, before it's adopted, will be spayed or neutered. They receive as many vaccines as we can get on board during their stay with us. All of those kittens will get flea treatment, dewormer, and a microchip. Our adoption fees cover only about 25% of the operating expense for the shelter. And so we need contributions that can help us provide all of those things that those kittens will need before they can go home, as well as providing the staff time to support the foster families.
How different has it been to have Saving Grace during this pandemic situation?
It has been very, very different from a typical busy spring with lots of people coming in. We miss having our volunteers here so much and having them coming in and spending time with the animals and helping us out. But the community has really stepped up, and a number of our critters went home to foster care. During the height of the pandemic, where we needed to make sure that we had a very manageable population here, we still need fosters that are willing to help us take care of some dogs that have been stuck in kennels. But the community's also been great about making an appointment to meet a particular pet, and so we have continued to provide services curbside.
So if somebody wants to consider adoption, what's sort of the protocol of the way to do it right now?
Well, the way to do it right now is to take a look at our website and see who it is that you might be interested in. If there's somebody that you think might be a good fit, give us a call. We can certainly answer more questions about that particular pet over the phone. Some of those pets are in foster care right now, so they're not physically on the property. But if after seeing the pet on the website and giving us a phone call, we think that's still a great fit for you, then we'll make an appointment with you. With dogs, we're happy to bring them out in the parking lot so that you can meet that particular dog, have them get to know your family. We'd love to do that. And if you think that's a great fit, then we'll let you take him home. For kitties, we don't bring them out into the parking lot, but we do have a special area that is easy for us to sanitize where we can invite people in to meet that particular kitty that they're interested in.
Wendy Kang, the executive director at Saving Grace. Anything else people ought to know?
Well, we certainly appreciate everybody's patience and generosity, and want everyone to know that our focus is still very much on taking good care of the animals here, and your continued support is very needed.
All right, Wendy, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Attention,